Stocks end the day lower. The Dow closes down 344 points, more than 1%. NASDAQ down nearly 2%. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Iconic America, Our Symbols and Stories with David Rubenstein, airing tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS stations and streaming on the PBS app.
It's All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Jay Schaefer in for Laura Morrison. Sky's becoming mostly cloudy, mostly everywhere. Temperatures mostly in the mid-60s right now. Here in Lawrence, 66, Topeka, 65. Tonight we'll have a low of 45, and tomorrow it should be mostly cloudy, a high of 68. Chance of showers tomorrow night.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, an evening of wine tasting, food, and entertainment to support the work of the Topeka Zoo, April 29th. Tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
Well, did you hear about the Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive? We finished up pretty strong last Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our devoted listeners in support of this station. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. Thanks to all the sustaining members. Your support makes KPR programming possible. And hey, if you never got around to making your pledge, you can still donate on our website anytime, day or night, even right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3:19 on this Tuesday afternoon. Skies pretty much mostly cloudy, mostly everywhere. Temperatures mostly in the mid-60s, including here in Lawrence, where it's 66, Topeka with 65. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 45, and for tomorrow, it should be mostly cloudy, a high of 68. Looks like the next chance for rain will come tomorrow night, when there's a 40% chance of showers. Slight chance of rain Thursday morning, Thursday night, and then on Friday, a 70% chance of rain. Once again, here in Lawrence, cloudy and 66 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Workday, committed to helping organizations adapt to change, using real-time data to uncover insights, stay decision-ready, and prepare for whatever's next. The finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world. And from Progressive, Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. This is NPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Juana Summers. When singer-songwriter Lucinda Williams was trying to get signed by a major record label, her iconic breakup song, Change to the Locks, was rejected by Los Angeles record executive.
Breaking tragic figure and someone who may well have done awful things to others.
Unpacking Michael Jackson's complicated legacy on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on Kansas Public Radio. A new investigative report offers insights on the successes and many failures of America's battle with COVID-19.
We have actually learned a lot about how to do good communication with people in a crisis. The bad news is we disregarded practically all of that knowledge in this crisis.
More on that in the next half hour here on KPR's All Things Considered. It's 3:30, time for the latest news.
Lower on Wall Street with the biggest drop in more than a month today. The Dow lost 344 points, down more than 1%. Tech-heavy NASDAQ down nearly 2. This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Jay Schaefer. A 3-year-old girl is dead and a woman critically injured in a gas pump explosion in Derby. Police say a vehicle crashed into a gas pump at a Quick Trip convenience store yesterday afternoon. It's unclear what caused the vehicle to leave the roadway, but KWCH-TV reports the man driving the vehicle has been cooperating with authorities. The Kansas legislature has successfully expanded an affordable housing incentive program. It now includes the state's larger cities, like Wichita. Celia Hack reports.
The incentive allows cities to issue bonds to pay for the development of up to 100 residential starter homes a year. As the value of the homes grow, the new property tax generated is used to pay off the bonds. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill to expand the program from rural cities with less than 60,000 people to all cities in Kansas. Affordable housing across the state is limited, including in Wichita. A 2021 statewide housing assessment found about 1 in 4 renters in Sedgwick County spends more than the recommended 30% of their income on housing costs. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is proposing $10 million for upgrades to the Sporting Kansas City Soccer Stadium ahead of the 2026 World Cup. The World Cup matches will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. But Children's Mercy Park in Wyandotte County will be a soccer practice site. The governor's office says the upgrades to the stadium and surrounding area would help promote economic activity long after the World Cup is over. But some lawmakers, including Republican Representative Ken Rogers, say the money could be better spent elsewhere.
That $10 million could go towards, you know, so tuition they have to go up quite so high at our universities.
The money is part of a new slate of funding proposals lawmakers are considering when they return to the statehouse this week. Fire crews responded to a large fire last night that broke out at the unsanctioned homeless camp along the river in East Lawrence, behind the Amtrak station. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that crews were on the scene just after 8 o'clock last night and were able to knock down the blaze after about 15 minutes. No injuries reported. Officials say they suspect the fire may have been intentionally set, but the cause remains under investigation. And a semi-trailer failed to yield, causing a crash and a train derailment in Woodson County. 24 rail cars, 5 locomotives were knocked off their tracks. The sheriff in Woodson County tells KOAM-TV that the 63-year-old driver of the 18-wheeler suffered non-threatening injuries. Union Pacific says none of its employees were injured. This is KPR News.
This is All Things Considered.
Press.com.
This is All Things Considered on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. A liver transplant can be life-saving, but there aren't nearly enough organs to go around. And a recent change in how livers are allocated all across the country has made it even harder for Kansans to get one. As Rose Conlon of the Kansas News Service reports, it's sparked a debate about inequities at every step of the transplant process.
Last year, Gary Gray's liver disease got so bad that he started hallucinating, seeing and having conversations with people who weren't there.
Kind of an oddly funny story, but I had become convinced that my wife's
and hopefully in time both regenerate. After months of searching, Gray's family found a match, a friend of a friend who they'd never met before, from the other side of the state. Late last year, Gray and the donor both traveled to Pennsylvania for surgery.
When I came out from under the anesthesia, I was like, oh my God, I can tell. My head's clear, and, you know, every day now is just a miracle.
Now he's on the mend, and he's picking his banjo again.
When you do actually air this, edit out the mistakes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Olathe.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find this story and more stories like this online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, when it comes to making art, what's the difference between inspiration and theft? That's the question at the heart of one of the biggest musical copyright trials in years that began this week. We'll take a closer look coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center, presenting The Sound of Music when high-spirited Maria is sent to attend to the 7 Von Trapp children. Her and her family's lives are turned upside down as they grapple with the Nazi invasion of Austria. Monday now through May 7th. Tickets at ManhattanArts.org.
Mostly cloudy skies for most of us the rest of the day. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a low of 45, and tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 68.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Melissa Block. What's the difference between musical inspiration?
This is All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. We're now in our 70th year of broadcasting, and we're tired. But we still have more news to tell you about between now and 7 o'clock, so don't touch that dial. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Mostly cloudy tonight, low of 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 68. Right now, it's 67 degrees at KPR.
When people sing and delight and dance and...
Supporting African Wildlife Foundation. Working to ensure wildlife and wild lands thrive in modern Africa. Learn more at awf.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Cloudy skies and 66 degrees here in Lawrence. In Abilene, 62. Topeka, 65. Manhattan, cloudy and 63. Chanute, cloudy, 64. And in Emporia, a cloudy sky, 63 degrees. Tonight, a low of 45. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 68 on Wednesday. This is KPR.
This is All Things.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 96.1 also in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting a book signing with Chloe Cooper Jones, author of the memoir Easy Beauty, April 26th from 6 to 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
We've got evening classical music tonight with Destiny. Music by Beethoven, Mozart, Haydn, Schubert. And not only that, you'll hear a Strauss waltz, the beloved Peer Gynt suite and a violin concerto you may not be too familiar with, but by a very familiar composer, Schumann. And Destiny will want to know what you think of it, so be sure to let her know. And listen tonight to the classics with Destiny and Mermegan. She'll be here shortly after the 7 o'clock news tonight. Here's how the weather is shaping up. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 45. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 68 on Wednesday. And then tomorrow night, we have a 40% chance of rain, slight chance for showers Thursday morning and Thursday night. And by Friday, showers will be likely, a 70% chance of showers on Friday. Friday night, 50-50. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy sky is 66 degrees, Topeka 65, Junction City 64, and in Emporia, cloudy and 63 degrees at 420.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Michael Jackson and the rest of the day's news. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition. Tune in between 5 and 9 a.m. Tom Parkinson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Donated livers are in short supply, especially here in Kansas. We'll have more on this coming up in about 15 minutes on KPR's All Things Considered. But it's 4:30. time for the news.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
Listening to NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Jay Schaefer. A three-year-old girl has died and a woman critically injured in a gas pump explosion in Derby. Police say a vehicle crashed into a gas pump at a Quick Trip convenience store yesterday afternoon. It's still unclear what caused that vehicle to leave the roadway, but KWCH-TV reports the man driving that vehicle has been cooperating with detectives. The Department of Commerce has awarded $50 million in grants for infrastructure and economic development projects all across the state. As Rose Conlon reports, it's part of a program to help projects delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The money will fund 39 projects across 31 Kansas counties, led by a mix of local governments, private funding in the state's Building a Stronger Economy program, an effort to use federal pandemic relief money to attract business development to Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
A former corrections officer at the El Dorado Correctional Facility has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his infant son. A Butler County jury found Caleb Hogan guilty of child abuse and first-degree murder in the death of his three-month-old son, Malachi. Hogan was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole before 25 years. KWCH-TV reports that in March 2021, Malachi was found unresponsive inside a home in Augusta. He died 3 days later at a Wichita hospital. A Lawrence teenager has been sentenced to probation for firing a gun at two pedestrians in downtown Lawrence. The incident was caught on camera by a patrol car. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that 19-year-old Trayvon D. Johnson pleaded no contest in February to two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The charges relate to an incident on August 28th of 2022. When Johnson was hanging out of a passenger window of a car near 11th and Vermont Streets and fired at two pedestrians with whom he had been arguing. While Johnson was firing the gun, a Lawrence police officer was across the street in a parking lot and recorded the incident on his dash camera. Johnson's defense attorney said that as part of Johnson's plea arrangement, Johnson would be undertaking anger management courses. The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. Mostly cloudy, a low of 45. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 68 degrees. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of rain. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Good afternoon. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. A liver transplant can be life-saving, but there aren't nearly enough organs to go around. And a recent change in how livers are allocated across the country has made it even harder for Kansans to get one. As Rose Conlon of the Kansas News Service reports, it's sparked a debate about inequities at every step of the transplant process.
Last year, Gary Gray's liver disease got so bad that he started hallucinating, seeing and having conversations with people who weren't there.
Kind of an oddly funny story, but I...
Picking his banjo again.
When you do actually air this, edit out the mistakes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Olathe.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find this story and many others just like it online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, that banjo has me thinking of trail mix. You know, you can celebrate trail mix and 70 years of KPR with an evening of folk and bluegrass favorites from award-winning duo Ordinary Elephant. That's coming up on Thursday night, May 4th, at the Lead Center Pavilion in Lawrence, with Kansas City singer-songwriter Joy Zimmerman opening up the concert. Tickets are available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. This concert is sponsored in part by Kring's Interiors. Celebrate Trail Mix and 70 years of KPR. It's an evening of folk and bluegrass, Thursday night, May 4th. Check it out on the KPR website.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
minute before 5 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, now celebrating our 70th year on the air. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K25 8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Find all of our frequencies online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll have a low of 45. It'll be cloudy tomorrow, too, with a high of 68 on Wednesday.
He's been dismissed.
Funded by the American people. And Jarl and Pamela Moan, thanking the people who make public radio great every day, and also those who listen.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting their community open house, Get to Know the Spencer Museum, May 11th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More at spencerart.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy across the KPR listening area. We'll have lows in the mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 68. And tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers. Here in Lawrence, cloudy and 66 degrees.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
The place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:18 on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jay Schaefer in for Laura Lorson. We think she'll be back tomorrow. We'll find out. Coming up later tonight, it's the Classics with Destiny. She'll have music by Beethoven, Mozart, Haydn, and Schubert. And not only that, you'll hear a Strauss waltz, the beloved Peer Gynt suite, and a violin concerto that many of us are not that familiar with, but it comes from a very familiar composer, Schumann. Destiny Ann Mermegan is your host for the Classics tonight after the 7 o'clock news on KPR1. If you're listening to us on KPR2, we will bring you something different than classical music. Oh, you want to know what? We'll bring you Reveal at 7 o'clock on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org.
Mostly cloudy skies, a low of 45 tonight. Tomorrow it should be mostly cloudy. We'll have a high of 68. On Wednesday, and then tomorrow night, a 40% chance of rain. Slight chance of showers Thursday morning and Thursday night, but on Friday, rain is expected. 70% chance of showers on Friday, a high of 63. Here in Lawrence, it's cloudy and 66. Topeka, 65. Manhattan, cloudy and 63. In Chanute, cloud cover, 63 degrees. Leavenworth, cloudy and 65, and in Emporia, cloudy, 63 degrees at 5:20.
Support for NPR comes
Legacy on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition. You'll hear that story and a whole lot more. Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on Kansas Public Radio. Our spring membership drive, the so-called Campaign for Excellence, wrapped up last Friday. We raised $311,000 thanks to listener members. If you meant to make a pledge, didn't get around to it, you can still pledge anytime, day or night, or even right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks.
My mother is a domestic, and what happened to her as a woman, I've always been for people coming together.
Alana Wise, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks finished broadly lower today. This is NPR.
Good evening. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 5:32. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a measure that she said could have meant prison time for people who help immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. Republicans say the bill would have combated human smuggling.
The bill makes it a felony to transport, harbor, or conceal a person in the U.S. illegally, but would only apply when someone knows or should know that a person is in the country illegally and, quote, is likely to be exploited for another person's financial gain. That measure cleared the legislature with large bipartisan supermajorities. The Kansas legislature has successfully expanded an affordable housing incentive program to include the state's larger cities like Wichita. Celia Hack reports.
The incentive allows cities to issue bonds to pay for the development of up to 100 residential starter homes a year. As the value of the homes grow, the new property tax generated is used to pay off the bonds. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill to expand the program from rural cities with less than 60,000 people to all cities in Kansas. Affordable housing across the state is limited, including in Wichita. A 2021 statewide housing assessment found about 1 in 4 renters in Sedgwick County spends more than the recommended 30% of their income on housing costs. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Governor Laura Kelly is proposing $10 million for upgrades to the Sporting KC Soccer Stadium ahead of the 2026 World Cup. The World Cup matches will be played at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. But Children's Mercy Park in Wyandotte County will be a practice site. The governor's office says the upgrades to the stadium and surrounding area will help promote economic activity long after the World Cup is over. But some lawmakers, including Republican Representative Ken Rogers, say that money could be better spent elsewhere.
That $10 million could go towards, you know, so tuition they have to go up quite so high at our universities.
The money is part of a new slate of funding proposals that lawmakers are considering when they return to the State House this week. Fire crews responded to a large fire last night that broke out at an unsanctioned homeless camp along the river in East Lawrence, just behind the Amtrak train station. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that crews on the scene just after 8 o'clock were able to knock down the fire after about 15 minutes. No injuries reported. Officials say they suspect that fire may have been intentionally set, but the cause remains under investigation. And a semi-trailer failed to yield, causing a crash and train derailment in Woodson County. 2 dozen rail cars, 5 locomotives knocked off their tracks. Yesterday, no one was injured. Find more stories online, kansaspublicradio.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org.
When it comes to making art, what's the difference between inspiration and theft? That's the question at the heart of one of the biggest musical copyright trials in years. That trial began this week, and we'll have that story coming up next on KPR's All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, specializing in repairing foundation damage caused by aging or settling that can lead to water in basements or structural issues. Information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Cloudy skies and 66 degrees here in Lawrence. Abilene, 62. Topeka, 65. In Manhattan, it's 64. Everyone pretty much in the low to mid-60s across the vast KPR empire. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue. We'll have a low of 45 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 68. There has been a slight change in our forecast going forward, and it involves Thursday. Thursday, we now have a 40% chance of rain. So, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, a 40% chance. Thursday, 40% chance. And by Friday, about a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. It's 5:50. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa
Chen. Exploring new ideas and making a positive impact is central to how they define unconventional wisdom. More at unconventional.rice.edu. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Align Probiotic, a daily supplement to support digestive health, containing a probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists.
You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR. Coming up in the next hour, remembering Harry Belafonte. He was a groundbreaking singer and actor, and a lifelong activist, something he said he learned from his mother.
She was tenacious about her dignity not being crushed. And one day she said to me, "Don't ever let injustice go by unchallenged."
Belafonte has died at the age of 96. We'll remember him in the next hour of All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 6 o'clock.
When people sing and delight and dance and...